welcome back. You're listening to Eye on the Outdoors award-winning radio show.
It was July in Virginia. The scent of the dogwood and the laurel lay heavy on the land, while the burgeoning fruit of the peach and the apple marked the full sway of summer. For 7 fateful days, the trees, the flowers, yes, the very ground itself, had shuddered under the roar of cannon, bark of howitzers, and the crackling of a legion of rifles. Now all was silent. Sledgehammer blows of Robert E. Lee and Stonewall Jackson had mauled the Army of the Potomac, and yet that army was not destroyed. 7,000 men had fallen in that dreadful week, and the savagery of the conflict was grimly evident in the river of wounded that wound through the green hills. Now a new sound drifted in the soft evening sky. For Colonel Dan Butterfield, a courageous and able soldier, was also a man of music. To honor his fallen comrades, he had composed a simple and heart-rending melody. On July 2nd, in the year of 1862, its strains floated over the graves that scarred the dark Virginia earth. It has been more than 100 years since that sound was born, but those notes have never died away. Every night of the year, throughout the world, fighting men of America from the north and the south, the east and the west, close their eyes in sleep to its call. And in each of their hearts, there glows a fierce surge of pride.
Weekend. As we pay tribute to those who paid the ultimate sacrifice for our freedoms we have today. That was John Wayne with the history of taps. What do you think, Vogler Wagner?
I think it's great.
Incredible, wasn't it? This is your host, Ray I, here with Matty G and the Vogler Wagner. Wow. Here we are, big three-day weekend, and don't forget what this weekend is really all about. Then on the way in this morning, I was flipping through the radio channels, and it was cool to hear somebody else do the Pledge of Allegiance. I thought that was pretty cool. And then also the Lord's Prayer I heard this morning, and the Star-Spangled Banner comes on, and the sun breaks about that time.
Wow.
It hits the hills on the left, and there's a giant American flag on a pole, and only the flag on the top of the pole is in the sunlight. It was unbelievable. That was so awesome. You know who we got on the show this week? Do you?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm not really.
No, I don't know.
You know, we're going to have the Indian Creek Shooting System boys on at the third segment here pretty quick. Stu, Mike. Uh-huh. We got a really, really full show. We've got a guest on. Sounds like a movie star.
Got the coolest.
Flint Lockridge.
Huh? Boys.
Hey, what do you think about this? Managing partner of Tamer Outdoors, creator of the Fence Devil. Vogler Wagner, you're the one who brought this to my attention, by the way. World's best no-climb barbed wire fence crossing tool. Hey, Flint, welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning, Ray. Thanks for having me on. I certainly appreciate it.
Oh, great, great, great to have you on, because this is cool stuff. Now, we got our listeners out there, and they're like, what's a fence devil? So you're on, baby. Nobody knows your product better than you.
First off, I love your Memorial Day music there, and shout out to all the military personnel and heroes that have fought so hard for our freedom and security in this country.
Absolutely.
That was a wonderful intro. But the fence devil, it's a product basically for safely getting through a barbed wire fence. Over the years, it started in the back of my mind as a dove hunter.
Yeah.
I've dove hunted for years, and it's always an issue. I don't know about everywhere else, but here in Texas, you're always around a barbed wire fence.
Yeah.
And it seemed like you had to go over it, through it, or under it. No matter how hard you tried, the birds always seemed to fall, you know, on the other side of the fence. And like most of your listeners, I'm sure they've had to try to do the high step over the fence, climbing up the T-post, or ripped up the clothes, trying to get through the middle of it. All that while trying to deal with a weapon at the same time. It's dangerous, it's scary, and it's a good way to lose a lot of birds.
Yes, it is. Well, tell our listeners how it works. Try to put it in their mind where they can visualize this.
Well, it's a tool that goes between two of the wires, and you lift it between them, and it spreads open and holds the wire in an open position. It creates basically a hole where there's no barbs exposed. You can slide through it with gear. Kids, people that have a hard time getting around, you know, big old boys, anybody can get through the fence.
Even the Vogelvogler?
With ease and safety.
Even the Vogelvogler could fit through it? Sorry.
Yes.
Okay.
Even that.
Okay.
But it's just been so helpful, and I've tried it out. I made some prototypes.
Yeah.
And finally came up with a one that was simple and easy, and I've hunted with it a couple of years, and my buddies have, and you know, you just pop it in place before the hunt. You can just jump back and forth between it. Makes it quick and easy. It's just been absolutely marvelous, and my friends and everybody decided that I needed to put this out there and take it to the next level, and that the response has been tremendous.
Right. One of the things you could do with this, I know we hunt a lot of big ranches out west and stuff, and we'll have media hunts. We'll have people in the vehicles with us. Have a couple of those in the truck, and you get someplace you got to cross the fence, you throw it up. But then where we hunt down in southern Missouri, where we guide Marty's customer, my brother's customers and stuff, and we do some media hunts there as well, there's some places down there that we could go in, like when we do our scouting, and put the fence devil in certain spots that we're going to use and leave them up for the season, right?
Exactly. Like I said, it started off with dove hunting with us,
yeah.
But we had it at a gun show a few weeks ago just to kind of get gauge the public's opinion of it. And we had people, you know, everything from, well, I'm going to sneak in for my deer blind and put that up, and
yeah,
that way I'll know where to cross the fence to sneak in the night. We've had
people
saying grandpa needs one of these, utility workers, you know, even a fireman have come up, rural firemen have thought that would have been extremely helpful in a lot of situations.
Yeah, that would be like brush fires and stuff, and the Forest Service people could use that too when they got to go in. Well, give us some information. How can they contact you to order or get more information about the Fence Devil?
Okay, well, of course, we're on social media, Facebook. You can look us up at Fence Devil. Easy to find. We've got a lot of information on there. Or you can go to our website through either address, fencedevil.com or tameroutdoors.com. Either one will get you there. And we'd love to have you check it out. Like I said, the response has been great. Our customers have been happy, and
great.
You know, it's just a lot of fun, and we think it'll help a lot of people.
All right, Flint, we're going to get you back on a later show. We get into the fall hunting season. Let's get you back on and talk about this some more. See where we're at then.
Right,
okay,
guys.
Okay, brother.
Well, I appreciate it. Thank you.
Sure, Flint. Have a great weekend, my friend. Talk to you soon.
You also. Bye.
All right. But this is our Memorial Day weekend show, of course, tribute, and we dedicate this show to all of the men and women in uniform all across the world, especially those that paid the ultimate sacrifice. And with that, we're going to go out and into commercial with a ceremony and to pay tribute to America's fallen warriors.
Present.
We need to take a break on this Memorial Day weekend. And we'll see y'all on the other side.